The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I missed everybody last 2 weeks. Took some family time and, had some best of Real Estate Today programs on, so I hope you enjoyed those if you had a chance to listen to those. You know, Happy New Year. I hope you all had a nice holiday. Joining me today in studio is Jesse Swagger. Is that, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Swagger.
Swagger. Okay. And Jesse's with Atlantic Home Loans. Happy New Year there, Jesse. Thanks for joining us today in studio.
Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.
Okay. So, Jesse, how was your holidays?
My holidays was good. I basically all I do for the holidays is spend Christmas with mom, dad, girlfriend, her son, and you know, for New Year's we go out to dinner, and then I met up with some real estate friends as well.
Oh, excellent. Great. You know, my family and I had a great Christmas. Santa was good to our two kids. They got some great things. My daughter does karate, and so she got a sword, and she also rides horses, so she got a helmet from Santa Claus, so she was happy with that. My son's really into Skylanders video games, so he got a couple Skylanders and was thrilled with that, too. So we had a great time, nice, relaxing day. You know, did a hike at the local state park. And then our big event of the holidays is this year was our 53rd annual Rosso Family Pizza Party with, it's our parents started back in New Year's Eve, 1962.
Wow.
And it's been going on ever since. I took it over about 20 years ago and had it ever since. You know, I made 20 pizzas that night. My parents used to raise the dough and make pizza. And, I don't do that crazy stuff.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. And so, I go to an Italian deli nearby us, and they make the dough. I get to spread it out. One of my brother, Greg, he was up. I have five brothers, and Greg was up. He used to work at a pizza shop down in Georgia for a while, so he was flipping the pizzas a little bit.
I guess there's no leftovers?
No leftovers, man. Yeah, a couple of things are frozen. A couple of the dough balls are frozen right now, but people eat it. And I made 20 pizzas out of 25 doughs that I had, so it was a blast, and everyone had a good time. Everyone left with full bellies.
I bet.
For sure, man. New Year's Eve, all the decorations are down. My wife has this thing about clutter, so after New Year's, on New Year's Day, by noontime, that tree has to be out. So all those decorations are down. Most of it's in the basement. The tree decorations all put away, so none of them break. And we're right back to normal, you know. And this week, as you probably experienced too, we're back in the real estate business helping clients. In my case, sell, buy, and invest in real estate. In your case, helping them get their mortgage.
Yeah, it always picks up, right after. That's why, I look forward to the week break, kind of,
Sure.
Unless I got closings. This year, I didn't have any closings for the week in between Christmas and New Year's, which was nice. I got everything done before Christmas break and had basically a week to relax and get geared up for the next coming year.
I hear you. I had the same situation. I had three closed right before Christmas, and not last week, but, right back into the saddle here, and had a number of people already give me a call. Also joining me today on the show is Rachel Kurtz. Rachel's with RK Abstract. She's going to share her thoughts.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Rachel's going to be sharing her thoughts on the new closing process, and then later, Pedro Tessera with QualityCreditRepair.com will be talking to us about dealing with usually higher credit bills this time of the holidays. So, Rachel, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year, and I hope you had a great holiday there.
I did, of course, and I heard you as well.
Yes, definitely. So I'm going to have you on in just a second there. I want to talk to everybody about our new website. The address is www.realestatetodayshow.com. So it's realestatetodayshow.com. And we started setting that up in December. And all the archives of the program that we've had over the last 2 years are still on our old website, which is retodayshow.com, and that'll get transferred over from time to time, too. You know, the real estate market I mentioned is picking up after the holidays. I got a number of calls from buyers and sellers this week, and I'll tell you, people are really feeling excited about the real estate market for 2016. What do you think, Jesse?
You know, I definitely feel the urge and the push. People are really getting off their seat, and they want to do something, I think. Now that the feds did raise the rates 0.25 to 5%, we're not going to see a huge increase right away. But okay. Yes, people are getting off the back seat right now.
Okay, actually, that's good news for you too, right, Rachel?
Oh yes, I definitely have seen. I haven't seen it slow down yet, honestly.
Okay, well that's good news.
Yeah, the purchase market is going. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. So, you know, if you're thinking about buying, selling, investing in real estate this year, be sure to give me a call at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. I can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. We can figure out together what the best process for you will be, either in selling, buying, or investing in real estate. So, again, the number is 215-778-9687. You know, I sell homes throughout Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Montgomery County, and I have a great referral network of top agents who help me with clients who are outside of my market area. And as a service to you, my listeners, if I refer you to an agent, I stay involved in the transaction to ensure you are receiving the best possible service from the top agent referral network. So, you know, I'd love to have you join in the show today. There's several ways you can join the conversation. You can text me on my mobile phone or give me a call on the mobile phone. And that goes right into the studio here on Sunday mornings, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you want to email me, my email address is paul@paulrosso.com. That's P-A-U-L at P-A-U-L-R-O-S-S-O.com. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at RE Today Show. And on Facebook, like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. So once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started here. Rachel Kurtz with RK Abstract is joining us today. And, you know, we talked to her a little bit already. And I want to talk to Rachel about the new closing procedure process. So, Rachel, why don't you take a minute and tell us about your company, RK Abstract.
Well, we're based out of Bucks County. We do all Pennsylvania, licensed in Pennsylvania. We do commercial and residential properties. We help, obviously, the clients go through their closing process with their lender, even work with their real estate agents, both the selling and the buyer side. Make sure everything's clear and ready for closing. Now, of course, with the whole new closing procedures and working with the lenders and getting that process go smoothly, at least as smoothly as we can right now.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you're giggling
working
in the background.
Working out all the nicks, right?
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's...
We had a couple closings together, Rachel, and...
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like everything, every transaction is unique right now. I'm sure Jesse's saying the same thing.
Yeah, and we actually, you know, at Atlantic, we hired a whole team of people on the back end just to focus on the new trig guidelines. But we're still seeing a little hiccups. You know, it's just a nature of it.
Sure. So, Rachel, what are you seeing from, you know, the title company standpoint? Some of the concerns that buyers are having, sellers and real estate agents are having, and also lenders,
I guess. From my perspective, of course, it's, you know, everyone has their own perspective.
Sure.
From my perspective, it's just really knowing right now what lenders or I can't even say has everything together, because it can also factor on how quickly the borrowers respond in getting them the documentation.
Okay.
Any delay in that can majorly affect everything. As quickly as, and this is one of the points I want to make later, is as quickly as you get anything that the lender needs, it helps the end process go smoother. because until we get a clear to close with the client, no one can provide the CD and have them, you know, acknowledge it enough so we can proceed on our end as a title company to get everything else.
Okay, so explain process. CD there, Rachel.
I was just going to
say. So CD, okay. So the CD is our old HUD. HUD is the actual old closing form, which was a couple pages. Before that, it was only like 2 pages. But now our CD is basically 5 forms. I think it's 5 forms in one. You have your truth in lending form. You have your good faith estimate. You have a bunch of forms conformed into one now.
Okay, and that's
this is a disclosure.
Yeah, it's closing disclosure for CD, just so the audience knows.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, that's the closing disclosure.
Okay.
So now the closing disclosure has to be disclosed to the client. You know, there's different ways different lenders are disclosing it. A lot of them are emailing them, which helps the time frame.
Okay.
But in essence, really, the worst case scenario would be by mail. And it normally has to be done, it works out to be 7 days before closing. Now, I think it's 3 days that they have to actually acknowledge it really by before closing. So this CD just goes over all the costs in the loan itself. Once this is reviewed, there really can't be changes. If they can, there is a certain amount that it can increase by, but only, I think it's the rate, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse.
Yeah.
I think it's the APR rate can't change, and there's something else that may change. If any of that changes, then it throws everything off again.
Yeah, there's a lot of zero tolerance on mostly everything besides the APR.
Right. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, we have to make sure. And again, it's easier if everything's done and cleared and, you know, finally prepared, then at least then the chance of things changing, so to speak, on the buyer's side, there's really no room for error, which it makes it easier at closing.
Okay.
Now, in reality, the things happen, yes. You know, you have things where last-minute seller credits and stuff like that, which, I mean, at this point, there's certain things that we just have to work out at that point. But the seller side, the lender doesn't look at. They're really just concerned with the buyer side right now.
Okay. So the old HUD one used to handle the buyer and seller side, and the lender would get to see the seller's information. Now the lender doesn't see the seller side.
Exactly. And I was just about to say that. Now,
okay.
In this case, now it's split up. You have the buyer's closing disclosure, and then you have the seller side disclosure. So, and also for privacy issues as well, it does make sense to now have just the buyer's information. The seller should not know what the borrower was paying for rate and in cost. It really is. There's no reason for the seller to know that information.
Exactly. I like the way they handled that part of it.
Okay. I agree. I absolutely agree with that. So, in essence, in reality, the way I look at it, the closing disclosure, you can understand it a little more, as far as preparing it, and then it's not as exciting, but, but it does make a little more sense. And the way they did structure it, in some cases, it makes more sense. But I think I can guarantee you next year we can have this conversation and it won't even be an issue. You know, there may be a couple things here and there that post-closing wise that they may still be cleaning up. But I think, you know, in the next couple months, you know, assuming they don't change anything again, you know, we should be breezing through these, you know, without a problem.
Yeah, because, you know, that one that we had right before Christmas, you know, we didn't get the information until that morning, you know, and I kept thinking something. This is going to get delayed. It's going to get delayed, but it didn't get delayed, which I was happy for. Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't know nowadays. I mean, everyone's reviewing these a little differently too. You know,
right.
I have where all of my lenders provide the final closing disclosure. You know, and now I'm getting different feedback where now it only needs to be an estimate. You know, okay. You know, these are issues that they have to, you know, work on.
Sure.
And if they're not done correct, and if they're done incorrectly, then, you know, there are the fines that they have to pay. You know, that's their issue on that part when they're disclosing it anyway.
Okay. So let me go through two scenarios here and just see how maybe Jesse can get some input too. You have a situation where a buyer goes to pre-closing inspection. There's an item in there, and they want an adjustment. The seller is willing to do an adjustment. Have you come across that, either one of you, Jesse or Rachel, as far as how that affects the closing disclosure if the buyer agrees to, say, give the buyer at closing, say, $500 for an item that needs to get fixed. Can that still
I
be done?
I haven't come across it yet.
Okay.
I haven't come across it yet, but I do know a lot of the real estate agents that I'm talking to are doing, you know, sometimes a walkthrough a week before closing just to get, you know, some sort of feel. You know, I haven't come across that yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
That is the reality. It will happen.
Sure.
It will happen. You know, I personally don't know what they will do about that. I don't know.
All right.
That's going to happen.
Okay. One other scenario. Normally, say someone sells their house at the first closing and then goes to buy a house at a second closing, you know, they used to have to be required to take the HUD one with them and provide that to the lender of the new house they're buying. There's no more HUD one. So have either of you experienced that yet? What happens when the people want to go and buy another house?
The closing disclosure.
Any way
they're asking for conditions like that, it's just not the HUD anymore. It's just the closing disclosure.
Okay, and that'll suffice.
Yeah, it's gonna. It's the same exact thing as the HUD one, and that closing disclosure will handle anything that they need to know.
Okay, well, terrific. You know, I haven't run it. You know, I had one issue with a lender. That I think they were making, there were some problems and the settlement got delayed. And I think it's because of these new program, these new procedures. And yet they came up with some funky stories as to why it got delayed. And all along, I had told the seller from the beginning, this is a new process. The buyer's asking for a quick settlement. There may be some issues that may get delayed. And ultimately it did get delayed, but we did get to close right before, Christmas, so that was good.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things to do in our line of work, you know, all the way from closing, real estate, mortgage, is prepare the borrowers, your clients, with realistic expectations and walk them through them. That way they know, you know, I need these docs right away back from you. There's a certain amount of days to get everything in, and you know, as long as you prepare them, you know, correctly, then I feel like it's a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, and everyone thought it was going to be. It seems like the government agency is, you know, trying to work through things, and they did delay the implementation in the beginning for a couple months to try to straighten some things out. So that's good there, too. So, Rachel, if anyone has a need for title insurance on the property they're buying, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on the phone, good old-fashioned way, 267-279-9332, or they can email me at Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at rkabstract.com.
Okay, terrific. I'm Rachel. My clients, you know, when they were using you last year, were very happy, and especially with this new closing procedures, you know, you helped a lot of them through the process. So I really appreciate your work and your commitment to customer service for my clients and all your clients. So thanks again, Rachel. Sure. Happy New Year again, and enjoy
Thank
the rest
you.
Of your
you
Sunday.
Too.
Thank you, Rachel.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye,
great.
No problem. Take
bye.
Care.
All right. So we're going to take a commercial break now. When we come back, we'll be talking to Pedro Teixeira. Pedro is going to talk to us about how to deal with credit issues and all the bills that are coming in now from spending a lot of money during the holidays. So we'll stay tuned right now. In just a minute, we'll be right back on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's sold by Paul, Rosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you're looking to buy a home this year, give me a call, 215-778-9687. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us on this Sunday morning. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Just want to also let you know about our Heroes Home Advantage program. Hey, if you know of anyone who is in the military, who's a teacher in law enforcement, firefighters, emergency personnel, healthcare professional, or active retired and veterans, you can qualify this program. The Heroes Home Program is a real estate rebate program. It's available if you buy or sell a home through me. So if you're interested in that, give me a call. If you have questions, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, I want to bring on Pedro Tecera. Pedro's with QualityCreditRepair.com. Happy New Year there, Pedro.
Happy New Year, Paul. Always a pleasure, and thanks for having me on the show.
Great. Thanks a lot. Hey, how was your holiday there?
The holiday was pleasant. You know, one of the things that I did promise myself is I was going to wake up on New Year's without a hangover, and I managed to do it. So you should be proud of me.
I am, very much so. Very much so. Hey, you interviewing for Coach of the Eagles there?
You know what? I might be, because Chip and I are the same height, but he was a little heavier than I am, so.
All right, man.
Hey, but whoever's going to inherit that job is going to have he's going to have his hands full, that's for sure.
That's for sure. I hear you, man. Hey, quick background about your company and yourself there, Pedro, for our audience.
Yes, of course. I started a credit restoration company about 10 years ago. I have almost 20 years experience, and the name of the company is QualityCreditRepair.com. I'm very excited that I'm able to talk to everyone today on the show about just some tips, just in case, obviously, you did too much spending during the holidays.
Yeah, definitely. And I have with me here in studio Jesse Schwager, and Jesse is with American Home Loans, and so he may join in the conversation a little bit too.
Great.
All right, excellent. So, yeah, we got people. I'm sorry, Atlantic Home Loans. What did I say?
Atlantic.
American.
Okay. American. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Atlantic Home Loans, I'm not going to forget that one. Man.
Okay.
Pedro, I'm a little rusty here. I was off the last 2 weeks.
Not a problem. These things happen. This is very common.
I hear you. So, people are going out there, and a lot of people spend a lot of money for the holidays, and the credit cards are going to start coming in now. A lot of them are going to be struggling making the higher payments. So just wanted to get your advice for our audience on how to deal with the increased credit payments that are coming in.
Yes, absolutely. Now, What I did want to mention is what happens is generally somebody will get that credit card statement and, you know, they'll go into a state of shock or depression.
Yeah.
But the good thing is there are some things that someone can do to get themselves back and organized and paying their bills.
Okay.
Generally speaking, in the springtime, which is just around the corner, even though we're just now getting the winter weather, but it's just around the corner, the springtime is.
Sure.
A lot of people like to do certain, you know, certain things. Some people go out and buy houses, you know, because it's that time of the season. You know, the spring market is
huge.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, other people, they go out and buy a car and so on and so forth. So in order to get the fastest, let's say, impact to your score on a positive note after spending a bit, what you could do is you can take the smallest credit card balances that you have.
Okay.
And you can tackle them first. So don't tackle the big ones. Just make your regular payments. Don't tackle the big ones. Start knocking out the small ones. And then once you have those knocked out, then you put a plan together to knock out the big one. And this is why I say that, because the way credit works is the more available credit you have, the better it is for you in a whole. But what individuals begin to do is they go, oh, wow, this is the biggest bill I have. I owe these people, you know, $2,000. You know, I'm almost maxed out. Let me start paying them. Well, it's going to take them a long time in order to do that.
Right.
You know, if you work on a budget like myself, like you, like a lot of the people that want to buy a home, you know, they work on their budget. You know, they can't necessarily put out $1,000 or $2 to really get them, you know, to knock that balance down. So knock out the small ones. It's really opening up your available credit. You know, you knock out the 200 one, and then the 300, and then the 500, and then 3 months later, you're like, wow, I knocked out like four of these already.
Right.
You know, now I can tackle the big one. And at that point, if they do need to make a move, like if they'd like to apply for a mortgage, they did pay a lot of those small ones off. And the algorithm, the way that mathematics works in the actual scoring system, it'll recognize that you have available credit, and it'll really help with your score. So that's the biggest tip that I'm giving my clients today and since the beginning of the new year.
Okay, so by knocking out these little ones, it's going to help you increase your credit score again.
Yes, it's going to help you increase your score, and it's also not going to choke you and feel like you're making payments but they're not going anywhere. Because you know, as well as everyone that's listening on the show, the one that you owe more money to, it's usually a higher interest payment. So you feel like you're giving them $200-$300,
right,
but they're actually taking $100 from you because of the interest payment. So knock out the small ones. It's
okay.
The number one thing. It's the best thing possible, and get yourself ready for a nice spring.
Right. And as you said, you know, you still have to make the minimum payments on the bigger ones. But
yes, of course.
Right. So make more than the minimum payments on the little ones, and try to get those out from under you first.
You got it. You got it. You'll feel like you're being rewarded when you get the next statement in and it says that you don't owe them nothing and you don't have to make a payment. So definitely knock out those, reward yourselves, and then, you know, move on to the bigger one, which is the one that obviously is the mountain that you have to climb.
Right. Definitely. So somebody gets their payments in and they're struggling and you know, they can't seem to make the higher payments. What are their options at that point?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things that someone can do if they overspent during the holidays and they are unable to make their payments is they can call their creditors. Believe it or not, although everybody hates them because they do call you, and but no, you can actually call them, explain the situation, say, hey, you know, I possibly overspent, or whatever the case is. You know, I'm
sure.
Just using an example.
Right.
And say, hey, you know, this is my situation. Is there a way where we could work something out? You know, I'm working with a budget. Yes, I overspent. There's nothing wrong with being honest with your creditor, because the best thing to do is have a good working relationship. When you miss a payment, that's when you're not going to be happy with that phone call, because they're going to say, well, you know, no, we want our money now because you owe us. The best thing to do is if you think you're going to fall behind before you get that payment or before that payment is due, give them a call, ask them to work with you, possibly take a half a payment if that's the case, or even skip a payment, because some creditors will do that. A lot of these credit unions, believe it or not, They'll allow you to skip a payment during the holiday season just because it's a holiday season.
Right.
So that may help. I mean, think about it. We're all buying time until we get our tax return, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are, sure.
Right, exactly. So if we can buy time, even if it's a month or so, and we're kind of depending on that tax money to pay off these gifts, that's just one of the quick and easy ways that's very painless and less stressful for yourself to do. Just give them a call, be very vocal, very verbal, explain your situation, and ask them if they could do that, and most of the creditors will definitely do something.
Okay. Oh, terrific. So, Pedro, we're going to take a quick break. I want to come back. I want to talk to you a little bit more about, repairing your credit there. So we'll be right back
sir.
With more Pedro Tessera with Quality. I want to make sure I get this right. QualityCreditRepair.com. Thank you, Pedro.
Thank you.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation. Or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Hey, welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at retodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comment, 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. You can also text us there at that number, too. You check out our Facebook page at RE Today Show and also on Twitter at RE Today Show. So we'll continue our discussion with Pedro Tessera. Pedro is with QualityCreditRepair.com. And Pedro, one of the questions I know when I had you in the studio here a couple of weeks ago, concern a lot of people have is, you know, how legitimate are credit repair companies? So if you just take a moment and talk to us about that.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's a wonderful question to ask about, especially around this time of the season.
Sure.
When people are thinking about their finances. But what I've always told everyone that I come in contact with is it's very important to have a start date and an end date. It's extremely important because there's a lot of companies out there that are offering similar services. but it can go on for a year or even longer just to repair certain items that are on your credit report. So you certainly need a start date and an end date. It's very important. That's one of the things that you can do. And the other thing is you could always go onto the Federal Trade Commission's website.
Okay.
And you can get all very positive reviews about companies that are doing good credit services. So that's another another avenue that you can explore. But yes, it's always very important that you know what the cost is going to be for the service.
Okay.
And also a time frame. You know, at least what you can expect. Like, for example, there's a lot of times where I talk to my current clients now, and you know, they say that they've I'm not going to say competitors' names, but they say that they've signed up with other companies and they've been with them for 8 to 9 months, and that they don't really know what's going on. So communication is another thing that's extremely important. So you want to make sure that whoever you're dealing with is certainly getting back to you, just like you do with your clients, Paul.
Right.
And you know, and communication is very important. So you should see activity. You should know what's going on. You shouldn't be kept from information, and make sure you get a start and an end date. It's very important, you know, an expectation for what it is that you're going to pay for. It's very important.
Okay, so typical time frame may be like 3 to 6 months?
Well, yes. For example, for our clients, we only do 90-day programs.
Okay.
We'll tell you exactly what we expect is going to happen. Realistically, we'll let you know if there's anything going to be there after the 3 months that needs to be resolved. But generally speaking, 90 days is the program. And if you don't qualify for the credit program, you may have to explore other options.
Okay, and real quick, one or two tips for you know, improving credit for people who are looking to buy a house sometime in this year.
Okay, great. Well, alongside with paying down the debts, which is one of the things that's really important, as you know, ratios are very important when you go to apply for a mortgage. Another credit tip that I could give everyone is, let's just say, for example, it's going to take them a little while in order to bring down the debts.
Okay.
And as long as they're not maxed out, okay, that's the key. If they're not maxed out, so I'm going to give you a quick scenario. Let's say they have a charge card for $2,000, okay, and they only owe $1,000, but it's going to take them some time to really pay that $1,000 down. One of the key factors in credit is making sure that you have enough available credit, like I mentioned earlier. So what you could do is you could call the person that you have, or should I say the lending company that is offering that credit card, and you can ask them for a credit line increase. It doesn't have to be a lot, but a small increase will show that you have more available credit than you do debt.
Okay.
But don't spend it. That's the key. Don't spend it. Just because, you know, if they give you an extra $500, don't go, hey, you know, I really need this coffee machine, you know. Don't do that, even though it's cold outside. You know, be wise. Just try and pay them down. Because if you could pay it down and you got a credit line increase, when you go apply for that mortgage, I mean, it's going to show that you have a lot more available credit than you do as far as debt. So it's really important. It's a great tip. So you got lots of tips from me today.
Yeah,
what
definitely.
Am I getting? Jeez.
Jeez. You're going to get that coffee maker.
yeah, right.
All right.
Sounds good.
So, Pedro, someone wants to reach out to you, talk about some credit issues, some difficulties they're having, challenges they're having. You know, they want to buy a house this year, but, you know, they have some credit issues they need to get fixed up. How can they reach out to you?
Yes, there's a couple different ways. You can always email me your questions. It's very simple. It's my first name, Pedro, at qualitycreditrepair.com.
All right.
It's spelled P-E-D-R-O. So Pedro at qualitycreditrepair.com. Or you can call me either, if you want to call me toll-free, you can call me at 888-399-3898. Now, that's toll-free from anywhere in America. And if you're local, you could call me at 215-395-6800. And I'm always available by calling Paul. Get in contact with Paul. Get yourself ready to buy a home.
Yes, definitely.
And Paul will let me know if you need my help.
Okay. Terrific. Well, Pedro, thank you so much. Happy New Year again. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care.
Okay. Have a good day now. Hey, we'll be right back talking with Jesse about mortgages coming up. Jesse, again, is with Atlantic Home Loans. So stay tuned for some great tips for, and information from Jesse coming right back on Real Estate Today with Paul Ross. So we'll be right back.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Frank Ciotti. My wife, Lucy, and I met Paul Rosso over 20 years ago when we had trouble selling our home. We hired Paul, and he not only sold the house quickly, but he got us top dollar. Paul then helped us to find our home in the suburbs, where he got us a fantastic deal. Paul then helped us to buy the building for our bridal and tuxedo business, known as L&H Bridal, at 9355 Old Bustleton Avenue in Northeast Philly. Since then, he's helped our daughter and our son purchase their homes. Paul helped them to find a great home at a fantastic price as well. We highly recommend Paul. He truly represents his clients, and we trust him fully.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you're looking to sell your home this year, give me a call, 215-778-9687. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. Hey, if you're on Twitter, make sure you follow us on Twitter at RE Today Show. And you can always listen to the show with your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn iHeartRadio apps. So bringing back Jesse for the final segment of the show here. And Jesse's with, again, with Atlantic Home Loans. So Jesse, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your Atlantic Home Loans?
Yeah, Paul. Well, I got into business back in 2005, okay? And, you know, it was a lot different back then.
Sure.
I'm sure you can relate.
Yes.
You know, my office is actually on 19th and South Street right in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I personally am licensed from New York all the way down to Virginia.
Great.
And Atlantic, we are a licensed mortgage bank. We are... we're licensed about 30 some states across the U.S.
Okay. Terrific. So, I wanted to talk to you about interest rates. You know, I know the Federal Reserve recently increased the interest rates. How's that impacting the mortgage market going forward?
I really see, it's tough to say I think it's going to benefit everybody. You know, people don't want to see interest rates go up, but they've been so low for over 3 years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's eventually everything does need to go back up to start the process of the up and down roller coaster that we go through. Trying to think with With the rates going up, I really feel like it will get people that are sitting back thinking about buying a house.
Okay.
You know, well, the rates are going to stay like this. Well, now that they see the increase, I think they're really going to, you know, I think we should get a lot busier.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, as the rates increase, the amount of home they can afford is going to start going down. So
exactly. So before the rates get too high, and listen, they're prepping by 2002, by the end of 2016, maybe a full point.
Okay.
You know, by 2017, you know, could be up more close to 2 points. So nobody knows for sure where they're exactly going to go, but they're going to go up. And I feel like it would be very beneficial to make a move rather sooner than later.
Okay. I agree with you, Jesse. Excuse me. I'm seeing, the same kind of activity that, buyers want to jump in now and make sure to do something. And, you know, it's, if you wait too long and the rates do go up a point or two, you know, I'm talking 5 or 6%, where right now they're about 4, you know, your affordability is going to go down big time.
It could bump you. You know, if you're looking at a $250,000 house now with a 4% interest rate, you know, if the rates go up to 5%, you could be under that, you know, $200,000, when you might not like the house at 200 versus the 250, which it's a big difference.
Yeah, definitely. And so, Jesse, the other thing I want to talk to you about, I saw that they just recently renewed the mortgage insurance premium being tax deductible. So I think that's good for the market. Helps the buyers, definitely there. So why don't you take a moment and talk to us about what mortgage insurance premiums really are.
Okay. Mortgage insurance are basically for any borrower that doesn't put 20% down on a home.
Okay.
You're going to have mortgage insurance. Now, mortgage insurance is based differently for FHA, conventional, VA, USDA, all has different avenues that they have their mortgage insurance through.
Okay. Can you go over that with us a little bit?
FHA is primarily straight across the board on they have upfront mortgage insurance, and they also you're going to pay monthly mortgage insurance as well, which is the annual.
Okay.
And it is 1.75% of your loan amount for the upfront. Now, this isn't a cost that you need to pay out of pocket. It can be rolled into your loan amount.
Okay.
And depending on if you put 3.5% down or 5%, 3.5% right now it's going to cost you 0.85% of your loan amount. And putting 5% down on a FHA loan is going to cost you 0.80%.
Okay. And then on conventional, how's that handled?
Conventional is a little bit tricky to, you know, but it's based off of how much money you put down, 5%, 10%, or 15%.
Okay. And just as a reminder, the mortgage insurance premium comes in anytime if you put less than
20%
down, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So conventional is based off of how good your credit score is,
and
the amount of money that you're putting down, all the way up to 15%. Now, if you're putting the 20, you don't have it at all. So that will vary based on, and there's a chart to go off of for if you're putting 5% down and have over 720, it's, you know, it's based off of that. So
right. And so why do people need, you know, putting less than 20% down? Why do they have to pay mortgage insurance?
Mortgage insurance is going to, it doesn't benefit the client or the borrower at all. It benefits the bank.
Okay.
The bank needs to insure themselves in case someone defaults. You know, this is what we seen a big problem with back in 2007, you know, when everything happened back then.
Sure.
And the banks we were giving away 100% financing back then, and when the market collapsed, this is why mortgage insurance really came into place.
Right. Okay, and I think it's good news that the tax deductibility of mortgage insurance has been around for a while, and it just seemed like we were going to get through 2015 without having it being tax deductible, and they just snuck it in there at the end. So that's good, and it's retroactive back to January 1st. So that's great for anybody who bought a house in 2015. So you know, we're in 2016 now. I think the market's going to be really good this year. What tips do you have for someone who's out there this year looking to buy a house from a mortgage standpoint?
You know, the best tip I can give anybody is, okay, you know, you really need to, you know, get yourself. Don't be scared to get your credit ran. I see a lot of people, they think their credit's a lot worse than it is.
Right.
And I always tell people, listen, it's probably not as bad as you think, and it turns out that it's not. And if it is, listen, I can go over everything with them and really get their credit to where we need it to get them in a house.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, do it sooner than later as well. I don't want to see anybody not get the house that they want because the interest rates went up too high.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when rates are coming down or rates are staying flat, everyone seems to like, well, maybe it'll go lower, and then yes, as soon as it goes up, they're like, whoa, I better go out and buy something.
Yep, I see that all the time, too. And no matter where the rates are, you know, everybody, are they going to go lower? But as soon as they start increasing, you see, you know, my phone doesn't stop all day. You know, it's a good time right now.
Yeah, I mean, from a seller standpoint, that's, you know, I think it's going to be a good year because buyers are going to, you know, get off the fence and make some decisions. So that's good there, too. You know, one of the things I recommend, you know, if you're looking to buy a house this year, is either sit down with the mortgage company or, you know, mortgage representative, or sit down with your realtor and don't be afraid, you know, lay it all on the line so that they can, you know, help you purchase a house, because if that's your goal, you know, it's a good chance that it's within reach. And it may not be in reach, you know, in the next 3 months, but it's a good chance with, you know, things can get, as Pedro mentioned, you know, 3 to 6 month period to clean up some credit issues. This way you can identify what the problems are, you know, work with your realtor, work with your mortgage representative to get the problem fixed. If necessary, go through a credit repair company like Pedro has and, you know, find your way there. But, you know, you're usually not no more than like 6 to 12 months away from buying a house if you're really committed to doing something.
Correct. Now, if we got 30 seconds, I would like to go over USDA, PMI, and VA.
That's
and then,
right. We forgot about that. Okay.
We'll wrap up with that.
Yeah, definitely.
USDA mortgage insurance, you're going to pay an upfront premium, which is, I believe it's 2% right now.
Okay.
And the monthly, and that could be rolled in just like FHA into your loan amount, so you don't have to pay it upfront. But and then you only pay 0.50% monthly, which is nice. If you want to, you got to find a house that's in the agricultural area of USDA guidelines, which your realtor or your mortgage rep would know that.
Okay.
And VA financing, both VA and USDA, 100% financing as well, which is nice.
Sure.
And with the VA, there is an upfront premium of 2.15%, which can be rolled into your loan amount, and VA does not have no mortgage insurance monthly.
Right.
Okay, so it's a beautiful loan.
Yeah, definitely. And there are a lot of people in the military that are, you know, they're doing very well with those programs.
Yes. Yeah, I put a lot of people in USDA and VA loans. You know, and I think they're one of the best ones out there.
Okay, terrific. So, Jesse, you know, if someone's interested in getting a loan with you and Atlantic Home Loans, how can they reach you to go over that?
Best phone number for me is 215-287-2373. I also have my website. It's www.jesse, JesseSchwager. So my first and last name, JesseSchwager.com.
Okay, terrific. So Jesse, thank you so much for coming in studio today to, you know, joining the conversation with, you know, our other guests too, and for sharing some information about mortgage insurance premiums and where you see rates for 2006 and beyond, and your tips, for, you know, as far as buying a house too. I really appreciate you doing all that there. So as we wrap up another fine real estate show with the greatest audience in the world, all of you, hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guests today, Rachel Kurtz with RK Abstract, Pedro Teixeira with QualityCreditRepair.com, and Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. And, you know, we have a great show planned again for next week, too. I hope you enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. A big thank you to my producer, Tony, for another great real estate show. Thank you, Tony. Hey, we don't have to worry about the Eagles anymore. They're in hiatus now until next year, but a lot of action as far as coach is concerned, so we'll see how that goes, and hopefully they'll get a winning coach there. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Chip Kelly going forward.
Next year, man. We heard it again.
Yeah, and, you know, Philly's starting up soon, so we'll be playing ball at the Phillies. Sixers, I guess next year with them too, right?
Yeah.
And the Flyers. So haven't done too well in the last couple of years. Be sure to check out our new website at www.realestatetodayshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at RE Today Show and also on Facebook, like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I help sellers, buyers, and investors in the Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Eastern Montgomery County areas. Let me know if I can help you with buying, selling, or investing in a home in these areas. If you're outside my area, again, I can refer you to a great agent, my referral network. If you have any real estate questions, any real estate needs, I can always set up a consultation with you either on the phone or in person, and we can talk about how best to go forward with to reach your goals. Again, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Happy New Year again. I hope you all have a great, healthy, prosperous, and joyful year ahead there, and I'm looking forward to some great things in 2016 for myself and my family and my business there. Hey, I appreciate if you continue to spread the word about the show to your family and friends. I'm really enjoying it. I think all of you seem to like also the new time at 11 o'clock, so that's great there. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good to everyone, and have a great week. We'll see you next week on WWDB Talk 860 AM.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks again, Jesse.
Yep.